Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Panoff, and it's a pleasure to introduce Azahara Martinez, the Director of Partnerships for PressReader. And today, Azahara is going to share her insights on how PressReader has been enhancing the cruise experience for guests and cruise lines alike. And for those of you that are not familiar with PressReader, can you explain a little bit about what PressReader is and what services it provides?
Absolutely. Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me here and in your program.
I'm a fan of
your videos and I watch them all. PressReader is we're a Canadian technology company that provides digital interactive access to the world's best newspapers, magazines, and ebooks in a full replica version. Just to summarize it, what I'd like to say is like we're sort of like the sure. Netflix or the Spotify, but for premium reading content.
Sure.
A wide range of businesses, from like cruise lines to ferry lines to airlines, airport lounges, partner with us to kind of enhance or improve their passenger experience from the content or the entertainment angle, with different offline and online solutions that allows them to provide their customers content that really matters to them. Right now we have a catalog of about 7,000 publications.
Wow, 7,000, wow.
7,000 publications spanning from about 120 countries and in more than 70 different languages. So there's always something for someone on board, right? So, we carry titles like the New York Times to the Australian for our audience in the Down Under, to sure. Le Monde from France, or to even The Economist for those avid readers that like to stay informed with the latest economics news when they're on vacation.
Amazing. How did PressReader get involved with the cruise industry, and what led you to partner first with the cruise lines?
This is actually a funny story, and I was having a chat with our former CEO because I wanted to actually get the most insight on this. So,
sure.
So we started actually working with the cruise industry almost 25 years ago. In fact, we're actually turning 25 years in a couple of weeks, and we're running a huge celebration in Vancouver, where our headquarters are. And funny enough, we actually started with a simple service that would allow companies to actually print physical newspapers, so that it allowed basically their customers to have access to their local news, regardless of their location, right? So it was actually our former CEO, Alex, who would actually start this service and design this platform. And he would actually go on board our cruise partners. I believe that our first cruise partner was Holland America, and mm-hmm. it's been a longstanding partner for 25 years with us.
Wow.
But
sure.
I think our first ship client was the Volendam, and he actually would physically go on board the ships. He would set up the printer, he would set up the software so that the ships had access to, like, you know, the printing different newspapers from all around the world. So that was back in, 25 years ago. Then, so when we first started, the company was born as a newspapers direct. Then in 2003, we launched our digital app.
Right.
And then in 2013, we rebranded as PressReader. So yeah, that's how it started.
Technology really has made a huge difference from the early beginnings till now. It's a seamless operation to use your PressReader, and I'm an avid user as well as a big fan. Can you share some examples of cruise lines that you've partnered with PressReader, apart from Holland America, and what benefits they've seen from the partnership, in particularly for the cruise guests?
Absolutely. So, we partner with all categories of cruises, so from like the mass market cruise lines to like premium entry luxury to expedition lines.
Sure.
And we basically we help them tackle some of their daily challenges. That obviously we have a voice of customer department that allows us to sort of understand what their actually needs are, because obviously they don't have the same needs as they had 25 years ago or they had even 10 years ago.
Sure.
I think they all agree that all the cruise lines right now out there are looking for seamless you know, seamless solutions that allows them to sort of cater to a wide audience. You know, they all have, you know, clientele from all around the world, different, you know, different ages, you know, from different backgrounds, even passengers with some physical impairments. And they are just looking for simple solutions that allow them to keep their passengers engaged and informed with content that matters to them, right? So that's one of the I think that's one of the needs, or that's one of the challenges that Press Eater allows them to do. You know, the integration, you know, we integrate our services to you know, their apps, to their entertainment portals. I mean, at the end of the day, we are a technology company, so we adapt to what our passengers, I mean, what our cruise partners are looking for. Yeah, I think that they're all looking for that. So, for example, cruise lines like, as I mentioned, Holland America, Seaburn, Viking, Silver Sea, they provide Press Eater as a way to add a new level of entertainment option. Obviously passengers really value having access to their daily newspaper or even discover new content when they're on vacation. Who doesn't like to, you know, have access to a best-selling ebook when you're like launching and basking on the sand in the middle of the Caribbean, right? So, you know, that's something that they really value. I think the, you know, other companies, for example, like MSC, they utilize Press Eater to add a premium tier of value to their passengers in the Yacht Club, for example. Sure. They give access to, you know, any publication they like. And then actually companies like Costa, they leverage Press Eater as a revenue tool, as what they actually do is that they bundle Press Eater to as a service or as a benefit to those passengers that purchase their premium Starlink package. So by adding an extra level of value to those internet packages, you know, customers are like, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna pay $25 a day to have internet on board, but I'm also being able to download best-selling ebooks, and I'm gonna be able to read, you know, content like the New York Times. So it basically allows them to basically gain onboard revenue on a regular basis by just simply adding something that passengers value, right?
So with the cruise guests being so international and coming from all over the world, from all parts of the world, with Press Eater, they can stay in touch and find a paper that speaks to their region very easily.
Exactly. And I mean, it's a tool that not only actually caters to cruise passengers, but we also serve many cruise lines that like to give this as a crew welfare initiative, because I mean, again, obviously, as you know, crew are wonderful, and they deliver the magic every day, and they come from all over the place, right? So, you know, they can read, you know, their Manila Times, you know, if they're from the wonderful Philippines, where we actually have an office. We have content from Indonesia, and the cool thing about this too is that, you know, for example, companies like Explorer Journeys, what they like to do is that they like to provide an immersive experience to their guests by giving them access to local publications on the ports that they're going to visit. Because actually, you know, as part of the Press Eater features, you can technically translate any publication. So if you're about to dock in Civitavecchia, you can read Corriere della Sera in French, or you can read it in English, and you can know what's going on with the port that you're about to visit. So it's kind of wonderful, and it allows them to provide personalized experiences, which I think that most cruise lines are going after now. How do we provide that additional, you know, amenity that gives passengers something personal, something that matters to them, right? So, yeah.
What type of content do you offer through Press Eater that is in particular very popular among cruise line guests?
Well, you won't be surprised, Bill, but, you know, passengers, obviously, I would say that the top publications, right, are obviously, you know, local news. So you have Americans, Canadians, British are avid readers. So they love to read their Daily Mail, the Guardian, The Economist, The New York Times, LA Times, etc. They also love to read magazines that are travel-related magazines, like For Whole Travel.
I've heard of that one.
Yes, it's a staple. It's a top 10 read publication in cruise lines like Viking.
Oh, fantastic! Fantastic.
They also love to read. You know, again, like I think one of the beauties of this is that, you know, obviously we get so caught up with daily life, and we don't have time to actually indulge and discover content that we like, right? So I think it's not until we go on vacation that we don't grab that book, or we don't look at like, oh, you know what, I'm interested in fashion. I'm gonna look at, the Vogue magazine from Paris, or, you know, after this cruise, I want to start my fitness routine. So I'm going to read this like Men's Health new edition that talks about, you know, how to get fit in your 60s. So, sure, you know, sure. It's, I think it's the beauty of the product, right, that we serve, that it caters to a huge audience and with minimal investment. And there's content for kids, you know, there's content for, you know, categories like, cinema, LGBT community, focus on different audiences. So I think it's cool because it just offers something for everyone. And if not, one of the things that I think that also it's quite attractive for our cruise partners is that they even can digitize their own content. So, it's I think it's part of their, you know, it has become quite of a tool for all these cruise lines that are also trying to push, and they have all these like initiatives and efforts towards like sustainability and like how do we become more accessible, sure. How do we become more sustainable. So, you know, by being able to digitize and upload their, you know, daily activities, their menus and stuff, they're not only able to save tons of money on paper and also freeing up the time of the staff by delivering and recycling that, but they're also able to engage with their own publication, because they're able to know at the end of the year, okay, well, how many people was interested in reading my publication about my upcoming sailings? So sure, it's a good way of engaging. Yeah.
Well, after hearing what you told me, there's no reason that press readers should not be on every single cruise line. And with that in mind, what is the typical process for partnering with a cruise line, and what kind of support do you offer to help them integrate press reader into their operation?
Absolutely. So that's a great question. So as I mentioned earlier, we do have a voice of customer department that once the client is onboarded, we make sure that we keep on having a chat with them to understand that we're fulfilling their needs, right? But sure. What happens first is that they connect with me and we have a real conversation, a casual conversation, as I like to say, as Spaniards do. You know, I'm originally from Barcelona, so I like to be very straightforward and be like, hey, you know, we offer this service. What are your challenges right now? What are you looking to fulfill? How can you leverage press reader to solve some of your day-to-day challenges? So, you know, one of the things that we tackle first is like, okay, what's your budget? What type of audience are you looking to engage? Like, who do you want to serve, right? Another thing that we take into consideration these days is the bandwidth limitations. Although, as you know, most cruise lines right now have implemented Starlink, and obviously, the bandwidth has become exponentially more accessible. It's an interesting concept that even those cruise lines that have now Starlink available, they still utilize our offline solution because it allows them to reduce the bandwidth consumption, which bottom line ends up saving them fortune on bandwidth consumption, right? So, sure. So we see how they want to provide access. Is it something that you want to integrate into your own app to drive traffic to your own app? Great, you can do that. Is this something that you want to provide through a simple QR code? Is this something that you're looking at to add value, or is this something that you're looking at to generate additional revenue? Based on that, then we kind of tackle, like, you know, we redefine, we customize what the solution is going to be for them. And then we look at the volume, you know, obviously we work with smaller cruise lines like Ritz-Carlton that currently have two ships, to, you know, cruise lines like Viking that have a huge fleet on oceans and river, right? So, sure. Again, because I like to emphasize this, because we're a technology company after all, we're able to customize our packages to match budgets, to match what they want to accomplish, and bottom line to allow them to be successful and to be a win-win situation for everyone, right?
So if the demographics on one particular cruise line skew maybe 65 or 70, you can provide content that is relative to the needs of those target audiences.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the challenges that I didn't mention earlier, and I think most cruise lines share now, is that, again, there's a need to understand what the real interest of their clientele is, right? Sure. So One of the things that we've developed recently, which is, I think, greatly appreciated, is the fact that we now provide access to a very comprehensive analytics portal that allows them to actually get access to, you know, what are my passengers reading the most? What shop? Sure. What are the reading habits? Are they reading more about politics? Are they reading more about travel? And with all that valuable information, they're now able to, again, serve their client better and create better marketing strategies at the end to serve them and to provide them more personalized experiences.
What are some of the trends or developments in the cruise industry that you're seeing that are driving demand for digital content offerings like PressReader, for example?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the trends, again, is, you know, getting access to real data, real, you know, they want to know that the you know, the investments they're putting on innovation and in technology are paying off. So obviously, one of the great tools that we can offer, and the reason why, you know, many companies decide to go ahead with us is because they actually can, they get real. Real access to understanding whether this is something that their customers are using or whether they have value to it, right? So they get access to usage reports. Another things that I think that another tool or another category that we've onboarded recently is ebooks. As you know, like all these companies, Apple Books, Amazon, all these companies are basically trying to create their own ebooks catalog. Obviously, we've been in the market for 25 years, so we have quite strong relationships with publishers. The way that we work with publishers is the fact we actually pay them royalties per consumption. So it's not that we keep all the money and, you know, we become rich. No, it's a circle economy for us. We want to make sure that we support real journalism that, unfortunately, at today's day, as you know, they're struggling, especially after post-pandemic. So that's kind of like a few ways that we can support the economy and that we can kind of manage the waves, you know, and be on top of what passengers and cruise lines need.
In closing, this has been super informative and very interesting, and I'm sure after the cruise lines watching this, they're all going to want to jump on board, so to speak. But in the end, what are the key benefits that PressReader brings to the cruise lines and their guests, and why it is an important part of the modern cruise experience?
Absolutely. So I think main benefits, and to wrap up, it's a solution that caters to a wide audience. It's a simple, seamless solution that can be integrated into any of the current entertainment onboarding activities, right? It's a solution that adds value. It's a solution that helps them streamline day-to-day operation.
Sure.
It supports their sustainability efforts, and it doesn't cost them a fortune. So why wouldn't you sign up?
Yeah. Azara Martinez, Director of Partnerships for PressReader, what a pleasure. And thank you for enlightening our audience about PressReader. And before you know it, you will find this a service on every cruise line. I am certain of it. I'm Bill Panoff with Porthole Cruise and Travel.